Hello, and welcome to a Skedline Profile. I'm Clement Goh, and I had a chance to speak to Derek Stockley, Humber's brand new principal at Lakeshore Campus. Shortly after Wanda Biot ended her 6-year run as principal in October, Stockley was next in line for the office chair. It just so happens that he had his own experience to bring to the table.
Been at Humber for 9 years, been the principal for 9 minutes. But I have been a dean for the last three, dean of school, social and community services. And before that, I was fortunate to be the associate dean as well. So
before his promotion, Stockley's best job skills came from a history of listening to strangers on a professional basis.
Teaching was an opportunity that was provided to me from an old supervisor who was going on a sabbatical, needed someone to cover a course, and reached out to me, was excited to try it once, and then fell in love. There's something about being in the classroom, being a therapist, working one-on-one with an individual or with a family is a privilege. Being able to look at ways to support people and help them make changes that impact their lives is a gift to be on that side of the table. Being in a classroom is like being able to do that with a whole community of people at once. You have 45 people that are going to go out into the world and do that. Each of them maybe with 45 other people who will do that with 45 other people. And so to think of that impact, to think of those possibilities and see them happening over time, right? Just the first year seeing students progress through a year of education, but then by the second and third year seeing them graduate, and the fourth and fifth year have them come back and talk about what it is they're doing in the world is just so rewarding.
Throughout his career, he stayed connected with all sorts of people, some of which he sees in his new workplace at Lakeshore. Stockley says he was fortunate enough to grow up in a loving family. When he had to make a career decision, they came to a mutual understanding about where he went next.
So while my parents never had a full understanding or appreciation of perhaps what post-secondary offered, I think they saw early on like what the benefits that could come of it, and so we're always supportive of it. It was interesting. I think in my undergrad, I spent a lot of time trying to explain what it was I was studying to my parents, but always from a place of curiosity, not quite understanding where that might take me. But I think they're happy to see that it took me somewhere.
Stockley's listening skills also helped him through making tough decisions. His biggest choice, however, came from a trip through Etobicoke. After taking one look at Lakeshore, Stockley was in love.
And there was something about this Lakeshore campus. I remember taking a bicycle ride down here before the job. Yeah, biking down, and it was a fall day, much like now. And just walking around this campus.
It wasn't today, right?
It was at the anniversary of that bike ride. But maybe it was. It would have been really darn close to this day. And so you can imagine walking around on a day like today, this campus, and it's impossible not to fall in love with this campus on a fall day, like, or a spring day, middle of February, a little harder, but it's such a beautiful place to be, such a beautiful environment. Walking around the cottages, walking through AB, seeing everything from seeing what was posted on the walls the events that people were promoting to the range of programs that were here. The fact that I could, be in a classroom visit with child and youth care workers and walk down the hallway and see a noon hour jazz concert, right? The fact that I could go to an art show from the School of Media Studies and then in the afternoon be in some sort of think tank with the School of Business. It was being able to see that being here would be more than about being in one school. It would be about being part of a community. And then coming to learn, I guess afterwards, coming to learn how our community as a college is part of the community here.
This inspired him to knit himself into Etobicoke's community. As the principal, he's figuring out ways to connect with the campus, with locals.
And now to take on the dean position, again, a few more steps back, seeing how the school fits within the other schools in the larger picture, and now this last step back of being the principal, and being able to appreciate how all the pieces fit together, how it's even well beyond the schools. The college is more than a collection of schools. The college is the art gallery that we have in the L building. The college is the interpretive center we have on the main floor of the Welcome Center, right? The college is 40 different departments, not 8 different schools. And the principal piece, while I've only done it a couple weeks, has really allowed me to appreciate that it's a puzzle or a picture when you put it together that I feel very fortunate to be able to work with.
Stockley believes reaching out to the community also includes relating to their lives. He gives students here credit for facing other battles outside of class.
And really kind of being able to see the programs through their eyes was the most helpful lens. Being able, you know, they're the ones that would have everything from, they're the ones that would know who's the student we should nominate for an award to who's the student that's coming into the office that's facing hardship, whether it's financial or emotional or having something happen in their lives that might be a barrier to them moving forward as a student if we didn't react and respond and use some of those other 40 different departments here at Humber to make sure they can keep moving. So
is that something that comes across a lot around here?
I think when you have any campus with a large number of students, you're going to run into life happening over and over again, right? I remember that as a faculty member in a class of 45 students. Every term, there was someone in that class that would experience loss, whether it's a family member or a partner. Every term, there was someone that would experience maybe a dissolution of a relationship, someone that would always experience a struggle, maybe with the addictions and mental health, maybe not with themselves, but someone within their family or community concern. And that was just in one class. All those things would be happening in front of me. And so when you amplify that, life happening to 11,000 students, you will always have those struggles. To me, it's how do we respond to those struggles, right?
Stockley is looking to lend his ear to Lakeshore. More than 1 month in, he's shaking a new hand every day when he travels through different classrooms. I'm Clement Goh, and this was a Skedline Profile. Thank you for joining us.